I would like to thank you for joining me on my podcast this evening. I am very blessed by your presence. Tonight we're going to continue in our discussion of the Psalms. And as you know, that the Book of Psalms is made up of prayers and songs that were used in Hebrew worship. And the word for Psalms in Hebrew is Tehillim, which means praise. Or Psalmoi in Greek, which means songs of praise. So, a lot of people call this a hymn book, but it's partially true. It's both a hymn book and collection of prayers that were used in the context of Israel's worship. So tonight, we're going to talk about Psalm 1. Psalm 1 has been called the Two Ways, or it's also called the Righteous and the Wicked Contrasted. You'll hear references to the wicked, and then you'll talk about the righteous. Alright, so we're going to go with, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the paths of sinners, nor sit at the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. And now the contrast. The wicked are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly with the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So we look at another version that says, how happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path of sinners, or join a group of mockers. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside the streams of water that bears fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. And the contrast, the wicked are not like this. Instead, they are like chaff. Chafe, my mother used to say, that the wind blows away. Therefore, he scatters them like crumbled leaves that are blown in the wind. He scatters them. Therefore, the wicked will not survive the judgment, and sinners will not be in the community of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. Amen. And finally, my last version. It's from the Message. How well God must like you. You don't hang out at Sin Saloon. You don't slink along Dead End Road. You don't go to Smart Mouth College. Instead, you thrill to God's Word, and you show Scripture day and night. You're like a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. You're not at all like the wicked, who were mere wind-blown dust, without defense in court, unfit company for innocent people. God charts the road you take. The road they take is Skid Row. So we bless the Lord for that contrast between those who follow his precepts and those who go the other way, the way of Cain or any other sinful route. I pray that you will be blessed by this reading and these three interpretations, and that God will be with you as you go on your journey, the right road, the right path to take, the way of God. Amen.